This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man istanna bi sunnatihi ila yawmiddin. Allahumma ja'alna minhum wa min alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. Amin ya rabbil alameen. Amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. ليوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله إنه غفور شكور رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم ثبتنا عند الموت بلا إله إلا الله اللهم اجعلنا من الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر آمين يا رب العالمين. Today inshallah I share a very unique name and description of Allah عز وجل in the Quran. And it's unique because Allah uses the same name for Himself, and He uses the same name, and He calls upon believers to be that way. Allah says about us, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few of all of my servants are shakur. Shakur means extremely grateful and extremely appreciative. And those are two very different things. To be extremely grateful and to be extremely appreciative. Grateful means when someone does you a favor, the least you can do is say thank you. And feel grateful. And feel grateful. Appreciative means that you can see the positive in everything. You can see a good in all situations. And you appreciate that something is good is happening, even when a situation or a circumstance is bad. One of the worst circumstances in the life of our Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is when his family was humiliated and a scandal was created against his family in the city of Medina. And that scandal lasted over 30 days. And after those 30 days, Allah revealed, لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Don't think, all of you, that this was something bad for you. Even that was something good for you. So Allah changes our mindset and wants us to become shakur, which means extremely appreciative, looking for reasons to appreciate Allah Azza wa Jal, looking for reasons to be grateful. But that's easy for us to understand about ourselves. But Allah, the owner of all, calls Himself shakur. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِن تُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعِفْكُ لَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ شَكُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. Allah is shakur in that ayah in Surah Al-Taghabun. In Surah Fatir, He calls Himself shakur twice. Now, what does it mean that Allah is appreciative? We don't use the word grateful for Allah. We use the word appreciative for Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah says about Himself, He's extremely, extremely appreciative. So I'll try to simplify this for all of us so we take a lesson from it and understand why Allah even chose the same name for ourselves, that a quality we should have, and it also happens to be a name and a description of Allah Azza wa Jal. So for starters, what I want to share with you is, Allah owes us nothing. We owe Allah everything. Allah is ghani, He's free of need, He's hamid, He's praised and thanked even if no one praises Him and no one thanks Him. If nothing exists, His praise and thanks already exists anyway. And on top of all of that, everything that we have, وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. He has given you everything that you have ever needed. Everything that you have ever needed, He's the one that's given it to you. That's Allah's claim over us. We constantly owe Him gratitude. And this is what Allah has done. He has given us every single possible need we had and so many things that we could never pay Him for. Like the ability to breathe. If you know, look around the room, and everybody here, most people here have the ability to see, have the ability to stand up and walk. And there are so many human beings on this earth who cannot stand up, who cannot walk. We take for granted the ability to go to sleep. There are people who are in so much pain, they can't go to sleep. We take the fingers we have on our hand for granted as if we own them. And if, you know, there are people who are missing a hand or who are paralyzed and can't move their limbs. They can't move anything but their eyes when they're sitting and lying in a hospital bed or in care at home. Now the thing is, everything we have is valuable, and the way we value things in this life is money. So if somebody says, how much are you willing to pay for your leg? How much are you willing to pay for both your eyes? How about I can buy your lungs from you? How about I buy your foot from you? Just one foot, just give me one, I don't need both. You know, these gifts that Allah has given us, that we use every day, and you know when you use something every day, you think like, oh, what is this, just a foot, you know? And we complain, oh my God, it's itchy. Oh my God, it's, you know. So we take these priceless gifts, like our body, like the organs that we've been given, like the family that we've been given, like the air that we're breathing, like the ground that we're standing on. What's keeping the ground from shaking? What's key? The ground, actually, the earth. Know something about the earth. Allah Azza wa Jal created the earth in submission to Him. And everything that submits to Allah cannot tolerate disobedience to Allah. Listen to this carefully. Everything that submits to Allah cannot tolerate what? Disobedience to Allah. And on top of the earth, human beings disobey Allah every day. Yes or no? And when they disobey Allah, the earth wants to shake. The earth wants to destroy the human beings that are disobeying Him because they cannot stand it. Allah describes that every time someone says Allah has a son, تَكَادُ السَّمَوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَا وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضِ. He says, it's almost as though all of the seven heavens are about to tear open. They cannot tolerate someone saying Allah took a son. And the earth is about to rip open that someone says these sinful words. And the earth tolerates the sins of human beings every single day, and it begs Allah to just tear open, and Allah keeps it from doing so. And on judgment day, finally He will give it permission, not command, permission. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Allah inspired permission to it so it can pour out the pain that it's been carrying inside. Then when we walk on the earth and it's not shaking, how grateful are we? How grateful am I that the earth hasn't tore open yet? The things we take for granted are so many. There are so many blessings of Allah that we cannot possibly thank Him for. Our mind cannot contain how many gifts Allah has given us. Which is why I think of even the most grateful people on earth. I think of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The entire life of Ibrahim alayhi salam thanking Allah. And you know how Allah describes his entire life? He says, Shakiran li an'umihi. He was only able to thank Allah for very few favors. An'um is used for few favors. Ni'am is used for many favors. Meaning even if a slave of Allah, like Ibrahim alayhi salam, spends his entire life thanking Him, he can only do so for what? Very little to nothing compared to what Allah has given. And then he says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to fully understand, fully comprehend one favor of Allah, you wouldn't be able to completely count it. Not all the favors of Allah, one favor of Allah, ni'mat Allah, la tuhsuha. The simple ability to think is one favor of Allah. How many ways does that one favor of Allah benefit me every minute of every day? I can't even begin to count for one favor of Allah. How am I going to thank Allah for everything that He's done? That is zahiratan wa batina, things that are obvious. أَصْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. He says He showered, He flooded you with His favors, the ones that are obvious and the ones that are hidden. How many people realize that when they're driving their car on the highway, يُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظًا. He sent guardian angels on both sides, security for your vehicle, so you can get home. The fact that your car didn't go off the cliff is not because the brakes are functioning, it's because the angels were sent by Allah Azza wa Jal protecting your vehicle. How many people realize that? So the favors of Allah that are seen and the favors of Allah that are not seen are so many that even if we were thanking Allah with every breath of our existence, we still wouldn't even come close. We wouldn't even come close. That's why Allah says about humanity, He says, مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. They could not appreciate Allah like He deserved to be appreciated. They couldn't do it. They couldn't value Allah like He deserved to be valued. So now that's one thing. Now let me pause for a second and think about human beings. When you do somebody a favor, when you go out of your way to help your younger brother, your younger brother says, hey, I need some help. Can you come from work? Oh, I'm in the middle of a meeting, but I really need your help, bro. I really need, just, can you come over right now? And you cancel your meeting, and you go through traffic, and you go and you help him, and you know, whatever he needed, and it wasn't even a very big thing. And you canceled some very important work. You're kind of, this guy, I mean, seriously, this is what you needed help with? And then he asks you again for help. And he asks you again for help. And he keeps asking you for favor after favor after favor. Eventually, you don't pick up his calls. Here he is again. You know what? I'll call you after work. I'm busy. You know? Don't pick up the... You see the phone ring and you're like, if I press, you know, the red button, he'll know that I sent him to voicemail. So I'll just let it ring. When people ask us for favors over and over and over again, and on top of that, when we do them a favor, they forget about us. They don't even say thank you. They don't even appreciate it. They even turn around and say, what have you done for me? People do that or no? You can do everything for them and they'll turn around and say, what did you ever do for me? And when you hear those words, you say, I will never do anything for you again. Oh man, you're saying I have never done anything for you? This is what you're saying? You know, and you have to, then you have to go and remind them what he's done for you, what you've done for them. And they're like, oh, you're trying to remind me of everything you did for me. You're trying to show off. You see? And we're not supposed to do that as believers anyway. لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. Don't cancel out good things you do for people by reminding them, hurting them. But now think about that. How much does Allah do for you and me every day? And how little do we thank Him? How little do we thank Him? And then we need something else again. And we don't even ask. My lungs need air every breath. Yes or no? And even when I'm disobeying Allah, they need air. Yes or no? And even when I'm forgetting about Allah, Allah doesn't forget me and He gives me anyway. My lungs asked Him, my heart asked Him for another beat. My eyes asked Him to stay moist so they can see. And He keeps giving them even when I don't even care to ask. When I don't even care to ask. And this is the giving of Allah that I can never thank Him for. Now we come to understand the name Shakur. However little you thank Allah, however little you do for Allah, because whatever we can do is going to be very little, Allah says He extremely appreciates it. Ya Rab, You do all for us. Like, to give you an example, every penny that you have, every rand that you have, every dollar an American has, every rupee a Pakistani has, all the money you have in the bank, all the money you have in your pocket, your cards, your debit, your credit, whatever you have, all of it came from Allah. He gave you every single penny of it. And then you gave a very small percentage of it. Somebody came on your door, knocked on the window, and you gave him something. But you have so much more that Allah gave you. You didn't give everything. You just gave this little bit. And Allah knows that you withheld so much more. And you gave this little. And Allah says, I extremely appreciate this little that you did. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. First of all, it wasn't even mine. It was Allah's to begin with. It wasn't even mine. And Allah, I gave it back. Allah gave me this much. I gave back this much. And Allah is appreciative that I gave this much. He acknowledges that I gave this much. This is Allah's mercy on us in the name Shakur. In the name Shakur. And Allah's, this name Shakur comes with two other names. Ghafurun Shakur and Shakurun Halim. And this is, to me, mind-boggling. Ghafurun Shakur means when you pray and I pray, Allah appreciates that we prayed. Allah likes that we, and our prayers have how many mistakes? How many people are thinking about something else? How many people are wondering, was it 14 or 16? How many has it been? How many people have perfect ruku' and perfect sujood, perfect wudu, and the heart is constantly in the presence of Allah? How many people can accomplish that? And even with all of those mistakes, what does Allah do? Okay, so if the prayer was supposed to be like a building, you gave Allah some broken bricks. What does Allah do? Allah covers for all of your mistakes and turns it into a building for you, Ghafur. And then, after turning it into a full building by His name Ghafur, what does He do? He appreciates you for praying. For this beautiful building that you didn't build. You just gave Him some broken bricks. And He acknowledges that this is Allah being Ghafurun Shakur. Meaning our good deeds, even our good deeds have shortcomings. They have shortcomings. First, Allah will fill those shortcomings Himself. And then He will actually acknowledge us and appreciate us for the broken down, pathetic efforts that we make, the sorry excuse for ibadah that I'm able to do. He covers up for it and then He appreciates me for it. This is wallahu ghafurun shakur. And this is something nobody else can do. When you do a terrible job for your boss, right? When you do a terrible job for your boss, he asks you to finish this project. It was a report you had to finish, a 30-page report. You did 2 pages and you handed it in. You say, you should appreciate it. I did 2 pages. Human beings are not capable of having the quality of ghafur and shakur the way Allah has. We don't have, when you do less than what is expected, then you get the anger from the one that you disappointed. And Allah says, no, at least you tried. Let me cover everything for you. And yazidahum min fadli. And then He adds, not only does He cover for you, He's so appreciative, He gives you an award on top of that. Yazidahum min fadli. When people make it inside heaven, you know, they also remember Allah. But it's interesting, you have to pay attention. How are they remembering Allah? They thank Allah for getting rid of their sadness. And they say, Allah fulfilled His names. Which names? That Allah covered all of our shortcomings. And He was appreciative of us. and he gave us more than we deserved anyway. And he told us he would do that, and that's the only reason we're in heaven. Because our deeds were not enough. Our actions were not enough. So they recognize that when they enter into Jannah. The last name of Allah associated with Shakur is Halim. Also a very powerful name of Allah. Halim has many meanings, but the one meaning I will highlight for you today, Halim actually refers to someone who, when you make a mistake, you know, before I talked to you, a few minutes ago, I talked to you about when you do a good deed, but the good deed is not good enough, yeah? We're not talking about that now. We're talking about you and I doing a sin, doing something wrong, doing something bad. When you do something bad in this life, when you mess up, when you lie, when you cheat, when you steal, when you hurt, when you insult, when you do something like that in this life, then the one you do that to, it's very hard for them to still love you. It's very hard. You know, a mother wants to give you a hug, but if you're raising your voice at your mother, and you're yelling at your mother, or some people even hit their mother, may Allah forgive them, and may Allah make them people of repentance, when they do that to their mother, and it's very hard for the mother at that point to do what? Hug and say, I love you anyway, and keep a smile on her face, even though you're committing a crime against her. You understand? You could tolerate it, you could be hurt by it, but the love still can't be there. Hilm actually means that you have care and love for the one that is doing wrong against you still. Still you have hilm, still you have love, and still you have care. Allah says, now think about this, we do some good deeds, even though they're not perfect, we already established that. But we also do lots and lots of what? Bad deeds, forgetfulness. We say things we shouldn't have said. We look at things we shouldn't have looked at. We do things we shouldn't have done. We hurt and we commit crimes against people. We commit crimes against Allah. And when people do that, you know what human beings do to each other? If somebody knows they hurt you in some way, if you know a person who insulted you, then everything else they do doesn't matter. You only remember one thing about them, which is what? That guy insulted me. I don't want to talk to him. That guy may have gone to Hajj. He may be giving charity, he may be sponsoring orphans, he may be memorizing the Quran, he may be doing tahajjud every night. You don't care. He's the one who what? He insulted me. I don't care about him. I don't want to talk to him. I know what kind of person he is. You know what we do? When someone commits a crime against us, that person is no longer a person. They are just that one crime. That's all they are. When we see them, we only think of that crime. All the good that they may do or they may have done disappears. That cannot exist anymore. Allah Azza wa Jal describes that He is Shakurun Halim. He appreciates even the smallest good that you and I can do. Even when we do terrible crimes, He doesn't erase with our terrible crimes the good that we may have done. He doesn't erase that. And He acknowledges the good and doesn't erase it. Human beings do that. So He's Shakur and He's still Halim. And He still loves those who sinned. He still loves them and still appreciates the good in them despite the mistakes that they made. You know what happened? Can you imagine Aisha radiallahu anha is our mother. She's our mother. And when some of the people at the time of the Prophet, some of the Muslims, radiallahu anhu ajma'in, some of them got involved in saying things about her they should not have said. Some of them got involved in that. And when they got involved in that, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was very upset. He's his father. That's her father. And he's also the best friend to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's got this very strong pain. If somebody says something about your daughter, how are you going to tolerate it? How in the world will you tolerate it? And Allah Azza wa Jal describes those people who said some things about her. And He says you should forgive those, because one of them was actually someone who had come from Makkah. So this was in Medina, but he had come from where? Makkah. And he had also fought in Badr. Allah is Halim in that instead of talking about those people by the mistake that they made, Allah talked about them by the good that they did. And Allah did not erase the good that they did because of the mistake that they made. And then He encouraged Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Wouldn't you love that Allah would forgive you? You should forgive them too. He encouraged them to forgive them. SubhanAllah. This is Allah's hilm for people. Allah's hilm for people. Because we lack hilm. We lack it, but we need it from Allah for ourselves. Imagine if Allah was to us the way we are to others. If Allah was to us that way, then we could, and we don't appreciate the good in others so long as they've done something wrong, yes? The last thing I share with you about this is how subtle is the appreciation of Allah. وَلَا يَطَعُونَ مَوْطِئًا. Allah says, when a believer does a good deed, it's not a single step that a believer takes. Not a single step that a believer takes that Allah does not write a good deed for him. You know, you don't. You and I are, you know, we came here to pray. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to reward us for the prayer. But we don't realize that when we started the engine of the car, Allah was rewarding us. And when we put the car in drive, Allah was rewarding us. And every spin of the wheel, Allah was rewarding us. And every penny you spent on the gasoline to get here and the diesel to get here, Allah was rewarding us. And then the steps you took from the house, inside the house, when you walked over to the bathroom to make wudu, Allah was rewarding you. He's acknowledged, people will not only be surprised to see bad deeds on the Day of Judgment, people will be surprised, Ya Allah, you recorded this in my favor too? This is Allahu Shakurun Haleem. Just think about what Allah is ready to give you and me. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us grateful to Him, acknowledge the gratitude to Him, give from what little He's asked of us. You know, He doesn't want much from us. He doesn't want much from us. And the little bit that He wants from us, when we give Him, Allah multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. May Allah multiply those rewards for all of us and enter into His Jannah by His grace. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.